When it came to when I aged out of foster care, I do wish, I do have some things that I would probably change. And her and I have even talked about it. I didn't feel prepared for independent living or aging out. I didn't get the skills that I needed. And then when I aged out, I really was just kind of out there on my own. I didn't, you know, make the best choices. I kind of, that whole freedom, I went from a life where the system, being it my caseworker or the court, you know, the department or the court, kind of scheduling out my life and telling me what it was going to, what happened and where I was going to go and, you know, what doctor's appointments I needed and where I needed to be at what times, to no one telling me anything. And I felt incredibly lost. I didn't go out of control, but I looked for the first person I could to take care of me and to tell me what to do. And that person was not a positive person by any means. And when I made that bad choice, I think people saw me going down a path that they thought that they prepared me not to go on.
And who were those people?
I would say, you know, both my CASA, my caseworker that I was really close to, and even my foster mom. Mm-hmm. You know, they saw me going down a path that they thought they prepared me not to go down. And I ended up going down it. And so they all just kind of pulled away. One, I think they none of them wanted to see me get hurt. And they didn't want to watch me hurt. And I did feel like this is my life and I can finally make my own choices. And this is the choice that I am making. And instead of pulling away, because then I ended up feeling completely alone when I wanted to get out of the situation. And I felt like I didn't have any options or ways to get out. I wish that people would have not pulled away so much, because it ended up, you know, I even found myself homeless and, you know, just kind of had to work my way out of that. After I kind of got my stuff back together, I got back into touch with, you know, my CASA and my foster mom and everyone, and we were able to rebuild our relationship. But it would have been a lot easier for me to get out of that negative relationship if I would have had the support to do so.
Mm-hmm. If you could rewind the tape to the part where you're aging out of the system and you have your independent mm-hmm. living plan, what are some things that you wished that had been included that weren't, that you think might have helped you avoid that situation?
Mm-hmm. One big one I think would have been, goodness, there are a lot, but I think the biggest one is if the department would have been able to TPR my mom and let me do a guardianship or an adoption mm-hmm. with my family, because I was never, you know, guardianship or adopted, and I still feel sometimes like I don't want to say that I don't have a family, because I definitely do, but that at any time I could lose it. I worry about that a lot. I don't think that, you know, my family would leave me, but they're still, and especially at that time when I aged out, I felt like, well, you know, they don't have to be foster parents anymore. The system is done. They don't have to be a CASA. They don't have to be a caseworker. Like, it's not their job anymore. And I never felt like there was a legal commitment to me. And even though people had said, you know, we are here for you forever, I still had my doubts. I think, you know, just other small things, like I never really made my own doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. And I was scared to make my first doctor's appointment when I was out on my own, just because I didn't have to do it. And, you know, just going to the bank and, you know, taking care of that kind of stuff by myself. I wasn't real sure how to do all those little things by myself. I wish those little things I would have been able to learn those things. And I think that if I would have felt like I had that permanent family and that I could always, you know, call home and ask, then I could have just asked those questions to them, but I felt silly, you know, calling and, you know, hey, how do I, you know, work with my Medicaid? Or, oh, how do I do, you know, write this check for this? Or who do I call to set up insurance for my car? I didn't feel comfortable because I didn't hear other people asking those questions. And so I didn't feel comfortable asking them.